It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like a flaming portal to a dimension of shit. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Dar, you...
No,
you're the captain. You should be able to...
No, I don't feel like I...
No, Dar, please, I insist.
Hey, C-53.
Dar, I told you.
I know, and then I thought I was being gracious,
to
be gracious.
I promise, I swear to you, I will
not... C-53?
Yes,
please. Now I just want to interrupt.
Why don't I take Dar's question first? What's going on?
I was just curious. Do we know what the dress code is?
The invitation has the dress code listed as taupe only.
Whoa.
So whatever you want to do with that, Dar, I think is up to you.
I'm not sure I even know what that means.
Sort of an off light.
Okay. I want to make a good impression.
Well, naturally.
Now, that being said, do we think I can pull off this hat?
Do you want my opinion from a cultural perspective or on a personal level?
I want you to treat me like I have feelings.
Then, sure, it's great.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear.
I gotta say something. I'm real excited about this party we got invited to. I'm very good at parties.
Yeah, I noticed the bar is all stocked. The cooler's full of ice.
Yeah, in case there's any overflow, there's always the ships. While you guys do whatever it is that you do, the ships, we always have fun.
Really?
Yeah, there's sort of a second party for the ships. Right, Barney?
Oh, wow. So many memories of all the different parties I've had. Inside of me, outside of me, and other ships.
Well, is it fair to say that sometimes the ship party is the better party?
Sometimes it can go horribly wrong.
Oh, okay. Wow. So sorry.
Whoa, like how?
I don't know if she wants to talk with
me. That sounds like, she's kind of trailing off, so I think she wants to.
That's usually a sign they don't want to talk.
Bargy, you know, Jim Narrar died aboard the Bargerian Jade. Was that because something went wrong, or because something went
too right?
Well, let's see a clip.
Hey, Jim, catch this tumbler.
All right. Oh, is it full of flammable liquid?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Technically, he got it.
See, that was actually a very good party.
Also, in an interview years before, that's exactly how Jim Narrar described how he wanted to die.
Let's see a clip.
So, Jim, really? For real?
Yeah, baby. Throw a flammable liquid on me and watch me burn. That's how I want to go.
I thought he was that was sort of a metaphor, but...
No, I think it was quite literal.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah?
So, Lizard's going to be at the party, and,
Nermit.
Yeah, right. And, Sisu. So,
yes, he's just going to be there.
I mean, she's certainly the only reason we're going at all.
Is he going to be dancing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a formal engagement.
Technically, the classification would be demi-formal. Taupe only falls under the demi-formal category.
Thank you, C-53. That's very
important. I've never been to a dance before. I had training where we were supposed to infiltrate a dance and then, like, find the most prominent person and assassinate them, but there was no dance.
Don't do that.
Well, but AJ, as part of your training, you learned to dance. You took dance classes. As part of your conditioning, right?
No, it's not. No, I never danced. It was all tactical footwork.
Okay, but what name some of the tactical footwork?
Flat ball change, step ball change, shuffling about the
bar. I forgot you and I both know how to tap dance.
It's not tap dancing, it's tactical footwork.
Let's see a little shuffle off to Balthazar.
Wait, Dar, AJ, how did you just synchronized your moves exactly.
Right, well, yeah, that's part of it. That's part of the tactical footwork. Also,
you're tactically trained.
Yeah, I also have to keep my hands up like this.
Yeah.
Wave them back and forth, fingers out as far as they'll go, block
now
any
Now time's down.
AJ, do you have, like, taupe armor to wear or something?
Oh, yeah, I do. No problem.
Whoa!
Desert! Pebble!
Oh, you can control the color of your armor on your wrist?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What other colors can you do?
Papa, I've got camo you haven't seen yet.
Yeah, clearly.
Because it would I would. You couldn't see me because of the camera.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's got that loader droid, which has a blue collar, so...
Yeah, this may not be suitable for a demi-formal droid. I'll find something.
I have another hat if you'd like to wear it.
No, thanks.
Wait, but see, you told me earlier that you liked my hat, and I have another one.
I think maybe that hat is just not for me.
I just think it would be really, really fun if we matched.
Sure, that's a fun idea.
Yeah. Here you are.
Okay, I'll just put this under here. Look, you're not wearing that to the party.
Because it would be a gross embarrassment to the entire crew if you did.
Yeah, Papa, come on.
Well, listen, I know I'm supposed to wear a tote, but, like, I'm a Zemo knight. I have to wear,
Incoming box of pants.
Okay.
Again, these are my box of pants that I have.
Okay. Bargie, do you have a box of shirts or...
Nope,
blazers?
Just pants.
Okay.
Probably fashion a shirt out of pants.
As for tonight, I will be wearing a demi-revealing outfit.
Oh, Bargie.
Oh, Bargie.
What was that clunk?
Oh, the exterior blast shielding has detached. Wow, Barge. Risky.
Thank you.
We need that later, I think.
I'll get it back, but for now.
Is that the oxygen tank?
Just showing off my assets tonight.
Okay, well, Bargie, I'm sure it looks really great. All I'm seeing is just that part of your hatch is now floating next to us.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Dora, I have an incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency Emissary Negotiations Missions Operations Manager Nerman Bundeloy.
Oh, okay, before we answer, put on the hat, okay?
I'm just gonna take that back off.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey.
Wow. Hi. Whoa, looking mostly good.
Hey, Nermit.
Oh, yeah, Nermit, don't worry. Plex gonna change.
Well, or I could be just the Zima who is there. Zimas don't change what they wear based on other people. Okay. I guess I'll rip a hole in the crotch of these pants and use that as a shirt.
There you go. That's
yeah.
Right.
My head will
Hell
go
yeah,
through.
Oh, yeah, that'll look real good.
My head will go yeah. through the middle. And
emphasis on the demi.
You think anybody's gonna have a problem with the fact that my eye patch is black? Or should I just go... patchless for this one, or?
God damn it. You're gonna go free socket?
No, I'd risk the patch.
Okay, alright.
I have some tiny pants.
Wait, I'm gonna use these tiny pants to cover my eye?
Yeah, you're just tying this tiny pair of pants around your head.
Okay.
That's sort of good.
Alright.
Yeah, looks jacked up.
We look great.
Crew, are we ready to go on a mission not just with the normal attendees, but with Sisu Gundu herself?
Yeah. Let's do this!
AJ, AJ's very
okay,
excited.
AJ, there's no need to fire off your guns, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're excited. Wow.
Listen, Nermit, I'm excited about this party, but can you remind me of exactly what we're doing there? I mean, I feel like we're a crew, you know, we have to...
Well, in this case, you're an entourage.
Oh, so we're sort of there to make Sisu look more important at this party?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, Sisu can't go in alone.
She could if she wanted to. She's got it all.
Right. Sisu needs to roll deep, and that's us.
Nermit, you are so right. This requires a much bigger hat.
Oh.
Yes, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And don't worry, I have one of these for everyone.
Good.
The Garfon plumage is honestly my favorite part.
Yes, Garfon plumage on a hat. What fun?
An endorsement from the statespeople of Manch. Where Manch goes, the galaxy follows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, famously.
Wait, so the planet is going somewhere?
No.
And then all the other planets...
Manch is sort of the bellwether of where the galaxy is headed, ideologically.
Okay, yeah. Well, I definitely know what a bellwether is, so...
Yeah, probably shouldn't have used that word.
Attending this party as the crew representative of Sisu Gundu's power, organization, smarts, pizzazz...
Pizzazz?
She's got pizzazz.
Yeah.
She's okay. got a lot of pizzazz.
All right.
...will set us on the course to galactic... unification.
Let's do this! Let's go to this dance!
And how do I look? Is this...
I gotta say, Nermit, that little suit is...
Yeah, Nermit, tailored very well to your friend.
Thank you. And guys, look underneath my sport coat here. You always gotta have the... Zagat boys! Da-da-da-da-da!
Wow!
This is a taupe floral.
It's all taupe flowers on a taupe background.
I hate it. Can we say that?
Thank you.
yourself in that drawer.
Very strict.
Okay, yes, that is tall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is tall.
I know. Thank you.
That is tall.
It's desert, but sure.
Thank you. Yes, that is tall.
Thank you, yes.
Found a paper.
That is tall. Thank you. And you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting design. Very fashion forward.
Thank you.
Very damn I.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what is your name?
Plaque Dexeter.
Plaque Dexeter has won costume of the evening!
Wow, oh, wow. That was very quick. Wow, hi, wow. Hello. Oh,
I had money on you getting last.
I wasn't 100% sure you were going to be allowed in.
I also can't believe that the hat didn't push me over the edge.
As a reward, he will be giving the dance of the night.
The dance of the night?
Goodbye.
Oh, wow. I guess it happened.
You are so lucky. You get the solo.
All right, everyone, get in a triangle formation behind Miss Gundu, and we're going in.
Now enter Sisu Gundu.
Thank you. Hi. Yes. Oh, so good to see you. You look amazing. Jeffrey, your wife. Oh, Samantha, you look great. Bradley, look at you in that cute face.
Sisu's very good at connecting, networking.
I'm sorry about your children. I've
never seen hands more gladded.
This place is really nice. Anyone notice there are all these, like, camera bots?
Yeah, a lot of camera bots.
Yeah, a lot of camera bots.
Probably security or something.
Thank you so much for coming.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I have been living in an ice planet.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. No pores. See,
no
go
pores.
In. Go in.
I'm going in.
Go in. Do
okay.
you see any?
None.
Good
for you.
Thank you. Thank
thanks
you for
coming.
The invite.
This means so much. And thanks
of
for bringing
course.
All your little friends,
of course.
Too. Have you been to Manch before? This is your first time.
I used to summer here with he who would not be named. You know okay. what I'm talking about.
Drama, yes.
Yeah.
Can you name him, though?
No.
Okay.
I'm all about building bridges and moving forward.
You know, that's a really admirable thing.
Thank
I'm
you.
The opposite. I sort of like tearing people down. Aww. And.
Well, I'm going to go around and schmoozy boozy,
okay.
but here's my crew.
Oh,
let
hi.
Them be your crew for the night.
Oh, I was wondering who won Dance of the Evening. Oh, welcome.
Oh, hello.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got... Oh, look at your pant outfit. How fun is that?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd go for it, you know?
And your little hat. Okay.
Sometimes I say the hat is wearing me.
Okay, I say that too.
Yeah.
All right, have fun, crew.
Okay.
Don't ruin this for me.
We would never.
Don't go in the pool. It's not heated.
Tracegram, this is your house?
Oh, well, it's mine and my husband's.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Well,
I do live here, yes.
It is beautiful.
Thank you so much. Oh, I know you're all fans. We just put that to the side. You've all seen our show. I know.
Wait, no. What show?
Hey, Jay, just please.
Oh, I love how coy you're being. The Real House Husbands of Manch.
Sure.
What's the House Husbands of Manch?
So it's a reality show, unscripted television, essentially. So it just follows the rich and fabulous of Manch and what we do and the parties and...
So it's just parties?
Yeah,
there?
Kind of.
Okay.
And we do yoga and we fight and, you know, everything.
We fight? You, like,
yeah.
kill each other?
We have.
Yeah, I just watched a few seasons
in the
last few seconds, and season 4 got particularly bloody.
Nice.
Oh, I love a fan. Oh, I like that hat you're wearing, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for saying
you're
so,
welcome.
And I really think they
sort
mean
of
it.
Forced onto my head, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, listen, Steve, I had no idea that the paint was going to dry with the hat.
I can't remove it.
Exactly.
It's
I had
a
no
look.
Idea this could happen.
Lean into it, hon. Lean in. So I know you all noticed the cameras. We are filming the season finale today.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, Plek.
Yeah, what is it, Dart?
Since you're going to be filmed tonight, you know, doing a solo dance, you and I should maybe sneak off here so I can give you a few pointers.
Okay, yeah. Let's see if we can find a room in this mansion that is empty.
Unoccupied and also has great floors.
Sure.
Most of our rooms have great floors.
Is there a mirrored room with great floors?
Oh, there's plenty of mirrored rooms. Just go upstairs. Pick a room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, Tristan, how's this season going?
Not great, honestly.
I'm so sorry.
It's sort of all about the drama, and I haven't had much. You know, I had some health issues that sort of soured my... No, I'm fine now, but one of my hands fell off.
And you're kind of like your lips are swollen? Is that part of it?
No, that's on purpose. That's a beauty thing I did on purpose. Right. That's not an accident. That's a thing I chose to do.
So you don't have enough drama?
That's the deal, is with my hand issue, it sort of soured my storyline, so I want to invite some, like, intergalactic fun people to come sort of spice it up.
When do they get here?
No, it's you!
You're too kind of anything more intergalactic fun people.
So if you all can just help me out, I'm trying to inject some drama into this finale here, so...
Tristagram, it's me, Natorsh.
Natorsh? I'm talking to this intergalactic crew.
I'm realizing we're both wearing the same dress. You knew I would be wearing this.
AJ, this might be drama.
Is it?
And I just wanted to say, you look incredible. I'm so glad we can put all of our past things behind us and just be very pleasant, no drama friends.
No, this is a nightmare.
Let's watch movies together and not talk about it.
Let's get drunk and throw drinks at each other, I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Tracer, I'm so sorry. That was...
It seemed like a perfect opportunity for some drama.
I know.
Smooth sailing convo.
I have this, like, energy about me that people just want to relax. And it's, like, not... It's really antithetical to the drama of the show.
We can help with this.
Yeah, I have a gun. You want me, like, shoot somebody?
Sure. Wouldn't that be a scream?
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be great. But make sure I'm, like, with you. Go for it.
Listen, this... Diplomatic relations turn here. We can open
fire
in a party. However, if you wanted to slap somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Tristagram, my sweet boy. It is your mama. So good to see you.
Perfect.
Slap her.
Slap your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slap her.
All right.
You saw the giant dress she wore to my party. It's my party. I should be the star of my party.
Culturally, slaps are considered risque, but acceptable in most formal functions.
I'll warn you, I'm incredibly strong, so this will hurt her.
She's had a lot of facial work, so her face really doesn't have much feeling left. Right.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you Tristagram's mom?
I am.
This is for the dress!
How dare you smack my mother?
Wait, what?
How dare you? In my own house! Who do you think you are?
Wait, I thought I was in my party. What? I can't believe
the disrespect. How dare you?
Whoa. Hey, wait, what?
AJ, that was perfect.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Why is everyone yelling at me?
AJ, you're going to have to learn nuance in order to understand what's going on.
I think my mom is out cold, though. I mean, you really hit her hard.
Continue the party!
What about the dress?
Don't slip her! Y'all again!
Surely there's an empty room up here somewhere.
Okay. Let's just try this.
How dare me? Do you want to buy my jewelry? Yes.
Okay, closing that door.
All right.
I know that your species has 7 fingers, but get them out of my face.
I swear, there is a cast member behind every door up here.
Yeah, I mean, there's camera bots everywhere. Yeah. We're in full production, I think, up here.
I didn't come here to make friends.
Cluck, I...
And the final Pizlak goes to... Stefanor.
I think there's a different reality show being filmed in that room. Wow, look at this room.
Ooh, yeah. It's some sort of lanai.
Just killing a mouse.
Oh, no!
I'm the custodian.
That went right into that lawnmower.
Oh, man.
All right,
one last shot.
Welcome to the Room of Mirrors.
Oh.
I mean, this is what we were looking for.
Yeah, okay, all right.
There's no drama here. Only yourself.
Only the drama you bring with you.
Yeah, I guess so. That was really well put. That was so catchy. It was like a catchphrase that you just said.
Any issues you've had dwelling inside of you will come out. But there is no
okay,
drama
clap
here.
Off.
All right, Dara, I'm ready. Tell me what I should do.
You're not ready yet, but you will be. What's your rhythm like? Let's just see those hips swivel, okay? Come on, show me.
My hips?
Show me your natural movement.
Okay, all right, like this? Dup,
dup, just let it all out, you know?
Wait, I'm sorry, Plek, that's what you think dancing is?
Sort of.
What? You're not moving your arms.
Yeah, it's more of like a knees thing for me.
But you're just pumping your knees up and down like you're marching in place.
Yeah.
You gotta loosen up. You're so tense. You're so tense. Come on.
You sort of grab my whole body when you do that.
You're afraid. You're afraid to let go. You just gotta whoosh.
Yeah, that checks out.
I can feel that you're hiding something. Just, you know, start letting it out. Let it all out. Come on.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Yeah, like this. Arapatita. Deedle-a-doo.
No, you're thinking. You're thinking too much. Plek, this is what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna spin you and spin you and spin you, and you're gonna feel it. You're gonna that vulnerability is just gonna spill out of you. You're gonna move. Go!
I'm unhappy.
Okay, so drama's done, right? We're
this is just
okay.
Yeah, that was the opening shot.
I am sorry to interrupt here, but it really doesn't look good when my protector is slapping an older woman.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That doesn't look good to me.
Right, no, and I'm not about that.
Yeah.
But it was for the drama. I'd never want to do anything that, like, was bad for
everyone,
you.
Everyone, gather around. I'm going to make a toast.
Oh, wow. Tracegram.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate having all my best friends and ships.
Listen. The fetuses?
Oh, you. Look at you and your taupe, too. Okay, so this is a fun party that I'm throwing, but it's also the launch of my champagne line, everybody. So grab a glass. It's alcohol-free champagne for pets. If someone could find my pet mouse somewhere, I developed the champagne with my pet mouse. So everyone, raise a glass to my success with my champagne. And one of you here slap my mom and take this right in your face.
Oh, wait.
You think you're going to slap my mother in my own house? You've got another thing coming, mister.
Get in there and throw champagne.
Okay.
Wow, all the camera bots are circling. This means this is good.
Oh, okay. I'll throw this bottle then.
Whoa, no, that's too much.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh, Natorsh got beamed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Natorsh. I take orders.
Hi, it's Sisu again.
Oh, hey.
Hi, AJ.
Yes,
hi. You're coming on too strong.
Thank you. I am strong, very strong.
You wouldn't mind just going to that closet over there and just spending the rest of the night not touching or doing anything.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I had a real moment there with the champagne and we pushed it too far.
You told me to throw champagne. I started throwing champagne.
Listen, you're doing great.
I feel like I have to go to this closet
now. They're going to give you a chyron on the bottom of the lower third that's going to say friend of Tracegram. A friend of. That's a big bump.
So what do? I have to go to this closet now.
I feel like you need a makeover.
What?
Like, that's a thing we do on these shows. We get, like, things done and, like, change our looks up.
I just have, like, military armor.
Tracy, please trust me. I'll take care of
you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Psst. Down here.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Whoa. I'm the producer for the show.
Oh, goodness. That's...
Want to hear some hot goss?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If Tracegram doesn't create enough drama, you know what we're gonna do?
Probably, like, show will get canceled.
We're gonna kill her.
Oh.
Beast goss is hot. Scoot, scoot, scoot. I scoot away.
Oh, look at that little scooter. Oh, no. Tracegram?
Have you seen the producer anywhere?
Yeah, the little producer just scooted off.
Right, I'm trying to find and figure out how it's going. I think it's going great so far.
Well, they said it's going really good. They just pointed out one little note that if there isn't sufficient drama, they're gonna, like, kill you?
Oh. Okay. No, that's something I signed a contract for, sure. I knew that. Did you seem excited about my level of drama? Because I really thought I was injecting a lot of drama.
I thought there was so much
room for
improvement.
I got my mom smacked. Do you know what I mean? We had a champagne fight.
I believe, like, if they want more than that, it's, like, the high
Has
bar.
Has anyone seen my mouse, by the way? I can't find my mouse.
No, I'm sure they're around. I believe that we will get the drama level up and you will survive. Why are you looking away from me?
Because no, there's no one filming this right now, and I just want to save all the good things what, for when I'm being filmed.
You're just trailing.
No, I'm turning my mic pack off.
No, that you need more drama. Turning a mic pack off is giving up.
The truth is I'm done with this. You know what I mean? The drama isn't for me. I just want to have like a nice, peaceful life.
Trace, Grammy, take that back. You're going to be dramatic and you're going to live.
Okay. Well, I'm going to live. Oh, that's right. Okay. Are you that little on purpose? Your pants are just so
little.
Such
a good question. No, but I guess by accident.
Okay, it's okay.
I feel like ever since I defeated the Emperor, I don't have a purpose anymore.
I totally get that. I really do.
I don't even know what the all-weed is. Is it better? Is it worse? What have I done?
Keep letting it out. This is important. This is all part of the process.
I wanted to see a demon, but I feel like I just did it for a while, and now I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. No, this is good. Oh, the uglier the cry, the better. Yeah.
And now I have to dance in front of people, and I don't know how to dance, and I'm going to make a fool of myself, and I'm wearing pants for a shirt. And now I'm hearing voices in my head. I'm pretty sure it's Pino and the Emperor. I don't know.
Okay, now we're getting hysterical, okay?
I'm sorry, Tara. I just... It's really hard. It's hard to feel like you had a purpose and now you don't.
I know. You know what? Here, stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just keep going. Keep feeling that. Let the sobbing shudder through your body. You need this.
Yeah.
Yep, keep going.
I feel better.
No, feel you're
better.
Not done yet.
What?
Keep going.
You want me to go
keep
back
there? Keep going.
I was just feeling a little bit better.
I don't want you to suppress this. I want you to feel it.
Okay. The thing that I created inadvertently killed Beano and destroyed Jeknar already, and who knows how many lives...
Yes!
We'll be lost because of me!
You're doing it!
I thought I had done it,
keep going!
Yeah.
Yes! You're beautiful!
Am I doing it?
You're a dancer!
So let me present to you the new and improved AJ2884.
Oh my gosh! You look amazing, hon.
I'm not in armor anymore, and,
I got a nice suit.
Yeah, and I also have...
Bangs. You got bangs.
Yeah, I don't love them. I don't know...
They don't look great with your face shape.
That is the one choice I wish I had.
Yeah. But good for you, you know?
That's different.
Can I ask a dumb question? I'm sorry if... I don't know your friends that well. I was walking by the mirror room, and I heard a couple people inside, and it sounded like there was crying. Are Dar and Plek a thing? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Are you sure?
There's the opposite of it.
They're definitely not. I don't think... Right? They're not?
It would be a surprise.
The lizard and Dar used to juck.
Yeah, well, it could be happen again.
Is that drama?
That's drama.
Okay, all right.
If you see my mouse, can you grab him real quick? Because I really feel like I should make
seen
a...
Any mice.
I know.
Rolfus?
Huh? What?
Rolfus?
Oh, I see what's happening. Trace, it is a clone of Cecil's ex-husband who is presumed dead. Truly, who knows?
Drama!
Rolfus, what are you... Wow.
Do it for the drama.
Okay.
I would say you look good, but you don't.
Okay.
What is that on your head?
I got... bangs.
Bangs, yeah.
I've done the bangs.
Not good for your face.
Would you like to do tactical footwork with me?
Yeah.
Rolfus, why would I want to dance with my ex-husband?
Wow, that music.
And you were presumed dead. I mourn your death, Rolfus. We have a son in an ice planet doing mathematical equations right now.
Why is she
going 1 + 0 = 1 because there's only one parent who's alive. Now kiss me on my mouth.
What? What's happening?
Velma.
You son of a Gorth!
They're gonna have to bleep that.
What's happening? I hate drama.
I'm gonna go after him. I'll be right back.
Wow.
Come back.
No, Chris.
It's good television.
Hey, down here.
Yeah. Oh,
down
yeah. Here. Oh, it's the producer. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Wow.
Hey, Jace, hold up. Come here, join me at the lanai. What's going on with you?
I don't know. Everyone's yelling at me.
Everyone's calling you different names. I'm confused, hon.
Nothing hurt more than getting slapped by somebody that you care about.
Have you told them you care about them?
Wasn't that what I just tried to do, or...
Trying is not the same as doing.
What?
Oh, I wish I got that on camera. That'd be a good clip for them to show.
Do you want me to get a bot to come over and film?
Go back down there. Reveal your heart's desire.
Can you write something down for me to say?
It's unscripted, hon. That's the whole point.
Okay. All right.
The script is within.
All right.
That was a good thing, too. I should say that when the cameras are rolling on me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we should let the bangs go.
Yeah. I agree.
This week on House Husbands, a house party gets messy.
This is for the dress!
How dare you smack my mother!
This is Real House Husbands of Manch. Featuring Tracetagram.
I'm Tracetagram, and I may be rich, but I'm also a bad person.
Natorsh.
I'm Natorsh, and if I'm not torching relationships, I'm drinking a martini.
Sex Morphia.
I'm Sex Morphia, and these 18 fingers are in your face.
Polymnius Nounch.
I'm Polymnius Nounch, and I'll give a couch.
Melanomia.
I'm Melanomia. And life might be a cabaret, but this is a cabaret death ray.
And this week, welcome Sisu Gundu.
I'm Sisu, and the only thing tighter than my thighs are my dreams for the future.
AJ2884.
What?
C-53.
I'm C-53, and you better save the drama for Quint's Llama, the forest man of the Quint system.
Dar's Hat.
I'm Dar's Hat. It ain't hat bad.
Plek Deck Center.
I'm Plek Deck Center. I'm still working on my catchphrase. So if you could come back to me at the end, that'd be...
With special guest, the Bargerian Jade.
I'm Bargy, and although I was not present in this episode, I still got it going on. Oh, okay, Laura. Hello? Hello? Well, I'm asleep.
And, as always...
I'm Mrs. Squeaks, and no one throws Mrs. Squeaks in the lawnmower.
Got
it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the most dramatic event of the evening. The dance of the best costume.
Oh, no, darling. I've just been up here sobbing like a baby this whole time. I haven't learned to dance at all.
No, you have. Look at you. You've been moving around this room frantic, anxious, out of your mind. You're gonna be perfect.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
And no pressure, but a reminder that everything relies on this one dance.
How is that possible? What does that mean?
One life hangs in the balance.
Oh no, the stakes are higher than we thought.
Oh.
We must have missed something. What happened down there while we were gone?
I mean, you and I have been up here alone this whole time.
Knock, knock. You ready for the dance, you two? What are you two doing in here, by the way? Your face is so wet.
Oh, no, just the two of us have been really connecting, you know?
Is that why you're so sweaty?
I mean, it was part of it. Yeah, I mean, also, there's some tears in with the sweat, for sure.
I understand that, trust me.
And, you know, I didn't mean to push Plex so hard. Sometimes you just gotta get in there deep with somebody.
Oh, my rod.
Guess let's head down.
But, slap on the butt. Oh, we're ready.
Okay.
Let's go downstairs and do the dance real quick. Has anyone seen my mouse?
My
pet mouse is running. I haven't been able to find him, and it's starting to freak me out a little bit.
Well, we did see a mouse being killed by a gardener.
Killed? What?
Yeah, the custodian sort of lawn mowed
it. Right up into the lawnmower, yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Squeaks was in a... No. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, again, thank you so much for coming tonight. And as promised, the dance of the evening.
or just instinctively need a back away to form a dance floor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'd like to thank the judges for recognizing my pants costume. And with pants like these, how about a dance like this?
What?
Darn it. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm so scared.
No, get out of the corner.
Darn, I need you. I need your help.
Hermit, how dare you hook up with Dar?
What? No.
I heard you hooked up with Dar in the dance room.
No, not at all. I listen, I was crying mostly.
That's what happens when you hook up with Dar.
What?
Sisu, I'm pregnant.
What? What? Who did you sleep with?
Stop!
This is supposed to be a moment for dance.
Dar, you move so effortlessly.
I'm plastically trained, so.
It's inspiring.
Like, I just want you to know that this dance is actually more like a metaphor because you really aren't alone. You've always got one of us.
The lift! They did the lift! They did the overhead lift! Forward and they did it.
Look at all those pants legs in the wind.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Dar. I love you.
Okay, now we're
getting
carried away.
What?
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Take it back!
Mrs. Squeaks is dead!
And the murderer is in this room!
My champagne line for pets was for nothing without Mrs. Squeaks!
Who's that person who slapped me?
Huh? Don't hit me, I'm pregnant!
Excuse me, sir, you are not Toad.
Oh no, this paint is already flaking.
These glasses are not Toad!
Not Toad! Throw him in the crowd!
Hey, Plek, do you feel like we missed a lot?
Yeah, I don't have any idea what's going on down here. Is there a gas leak on the first floor or something? What's happening?
There's a gas leak!
I'm just going to have this quick little cigarette over here. Just going to light a quick little
cigarette. Man, you know what, guys? That party was a lot crazier than I thought it was.
Still on fire, Elizabeth.
Wow, yeah.
Ooh, oh.
Great job dancing off that fire. Very well done.
Yeah,
thank you. You know, you taught me everything I know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And even though he hit me a couple times because he thought I hooked up with Dar, it's good to see Nerman again.
Yeah.
You know, always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it was kind of nice to see that side of Nerman again.
AJ, I have an incoming transmission from the producers of the House Husbands of Mayhitch.
Oh.
Hey! Come here!
Even their hollow screen is down there.
Yeah, they should point the camera down.
You saved Trace DeGraham's life.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Although we're sending AJ a contract.
Oh, great.
Wait,
what?
Spinoff?
I don't know. I didn't like any of that. I was confused and upset.
You come with so much drama, and we like it.
But I don't...
We're sending you contracts.
Hey, Bargy, what do you think? Does that sound like a good deal? You're in development?
Sorry, I'm still at the ship party.
What?
Oh, I guess we're at the party.
Yeah, I thought we took off already.
I'm one of the last ones. This long-winded Wilzo is still talking to me.
And as I was saying... This is a picture of my stepdaughter, Matilda, not from the first marriage.
No.
From the first marriage, my current marriage. Stepdaughter, Matilda. And, you know, she's trying to get into development.
Use us as an excuse if you need to bail. Oh, Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from Sisu Gundu.
Yeah, please put it through right away.
Hello, crew. Hi, it's Sisu Gundu.
Ooh, wow. Sisu, that hat looks amazing on you.
Thank you. It's very tiny, but it fits my jawline.
That's a hat that works.
I just wanted to thank you, kind of, for the work you did.
I think it was a successful party, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw someone I didn't necessarily want to see.
I'm gonna say what I feel. I love you.
Thank you very much. I love everyone loving each other. Okay, well, I have a lot more work to do because I'm all about positivity and moving forward.
Yes.
Great. Keep up the good work, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Dar, I really appreciate you talking me through some of that stuff, and you know, maybe I really do need to start thinking about what's next for old Plect Exeter.
Well, it's not dancing. It's definitely not
sure.
Dancing.
No, yeah, no, I wasn't thinking that. That's a level of drama nobody needs.
Well, Plect, as I always say, you better save the drama for Quinslama, the forest moon of the Quin system. Its gravity well is famously, you know, so powerful that even drama can't escape.
That seems kind of a heady catchphrase, though, isn't it?
That's why it's my catchphrase.
Okay. I'm going to go put regular clothes on.
Yeah,
again.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. What if I'm pants guy, though, now?
I don't think this is also you.
This is an award-winning outfit.
No dance, no pants.
Back to the shorts. You got it. Shorts deck setter, back in action.
Shorts deck setter?
That should have been my catchphrase.
IT5. Credits and attribution stride commencing. Outro protocol. Plect Deck Setter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barge the Ship, Sisu Gundu, and Natorsh were played by Mujan Zulfikari. Teen Mom Norma Bundeloy and the Groundskeeper were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Tristagram was played by special guest Timothy Dunn. Timothy is a comedian, writer, and actor in New York City. He has been on TV shows and podcasts and comedy things from one end of the galaxy to the next. But the best way to be his intergalactic friend is to meet him on the web at Timothy Dunn on Twitter and Tim Dunn, Him Fun on Instagram. Fun has two N's. Thank you to our Brooklyn Live Show audience for chanting dramatically. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Plus, original music for The Real House Husbands of Manch by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Rogerian Jade by Eric Gleiss. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
This is your captain with an update from the flight deck. We'll be reaching Max Fun Drive on March 16th. That's right on time. As a reminder, Max Fun Drive runs for just 2 weeks, and it's the best time of year to support the podcasts you love. If you look towards the front, you'll see your favorite hosts with special bonus content and lovely thank you gifts for new and upgrading monthly members. Now, sit back, relax, and catch up on your favorite Max Fun shows now so you can listen to the new episodes releasing March 16th. And thanks again for choosing Maximum Fun.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Dude, like, he forgives Darth Vader. Misa still love you, yeah. Annie.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
Now we're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybricks Season 2, Heaven Heist. Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Think of Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Story Break every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned, audience supported.
Is this a is there a food break
update?
Let
me see what the fucking
what the hell?
So Nermi need, over an Nermi hour. Need num-nums. In New York City? That's weird.
It's almost two hours at this point.
right?
Oh, he is on. He's just up the street.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I'll hit pause here.
Thanks, Allie. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'll also go downstairs and make myself a snack.
Okay. Cool.